إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear respected and beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, over the past several weeks we have come to know the obligation that is upon us to love our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have also come to know several ways in which we can express and display that love for him alayhi salatu wasalam. Brothers and sisters, there are many people that do not know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many people, we are living amongst them. Some of them our neighbors, some of them our co-workers, some of them our classmates, some of them might even be sitting right next to you today. They do not know the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. They may have heard his name, but many people do not know his message. They do not know his life. And in a time now that we are in, a time when we are under the microscope as people of faith, as Muslims, and we are often under attack, not just physical attack, which most of us do not face that here, though it does happen, more so it is an ideological attack that is going on. An attack for the mind, to occupy the mind, to dictate what you are to believe and how you are to feel about a certain issue, especially when it comes to your faith. Brothers and sisters, we have to be firmly grounded and rooted in our faith. We have to know not only the basics of Islam, but we also have to know about our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For there are many people outside of our faith, and there are even some from within our ranks that are trying to criticize the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. They're trying to defame him, belittle him, and assassinate his character. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he has been talked about from the moment that he began to call to Allah. It is not something new. His own kinsmen and tribesmen, they began to attack the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The reason that the companions were able to stand up to that attack is because they knew him very well. And you see, the closer of the companions to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the stronger they were in refuting the attack of the deniers of faith, the kuffar. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the closest of the companions to him, it was he who was able to stand up to one of the greatest challenges that the Quraysh put forward for the Muslims. And that was the Isra wa Mi'raj, the ascension and the night journey of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that these people used to try and deceive and trick the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, calling him a magician or a madman or crazed or a poet or a lunatic, trying to assassinate his character. Brothers and sisters, today we face a similar thing, except we are not living with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. All we have is to learn about his life and to learn who he was. Right now, this is happening, whether it's done intentionally or not, and it doesn't really matter the intent behind it, but the goal is the same, and that is to put doubt in our hearts. It is to put doubt in our hearts about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. which will lead to extinguishing the light of Allah, leaving Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They wish to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. They want to extinguish the light of Allah Azza wa Jal with their speech. So there are people talking. There have always been people talking, and this has been their aim, their goal, is to extinguish the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has refused this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete His light, وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ, even though the deniers, they dislike it. Even though they hate it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this faith manifest in the earth. It will be triumphant. The question is whether we are going to be the aiders of this faith. Whether we are going to be the aiders and the victors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that they are going to challenge the faith of Islam. It is our job to stand up and defend it. Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he talks about this verse explaining these words. The people, he says, the kuffar. Many of us know this word. It's become a hot buzzword in the media, the kuffar. The meaning of kuffar is someone that covers and conceals the truth. Someone that covers and conceals the truth. And for this reason, the Arab even call the night by this word, because it conceals things on the earth. They call the farmer by this word, because he plants and conceals a seed under the ground. It means to conceal the truth. So people today regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are trying to conceal his true nature. They're trying to conceal who he was by throwing out allegations and slander against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we don't know better, then that truth will certainly be concealed to us, followers of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they are trying to extinguish with their mouths. Ibn Kathir, he goes on and says something very powerful. He says, they do this with jidal, with tira'ihim, by arguing and slandering and lying about the truth. And this is something that we hear all the time. We hear this all the time. But the interesting thing is, Ibn Kathir, he says, that the likes of this one trying to extinguish the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, كَمَثِلِ مَنْ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْفِئَ شِعَاءَ الشَّمْسِ أَوْ نُورَ الْقَمْرِ بِنَفْخِهِ وَهَذَا لَا سَبِيلَ لَهُ. He says, the one that tries to extinguish Allah's light is the one that tries to put out the light of the sun, or put out the light of the moon by blowing at it like a candle. It is not possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let it happen. It will not be extinguished. But we have to deal with ourselves. On an individual basis, will we be there in the light of Allah Azza wa Jal? Or will we let someone else extinguish that light for us as an individual? Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in regards to this, وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely complete His light, وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ, even if they, the deniers, those that cover and conceal the truth or try to do so, even if they dislike that, they will try in many, many different ways. And one of those ways is regarding our beloved Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. Allah goes on and says, it is He who has sent the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam with guidance and the religion of truth to make it manifest over all other religions, although those who associate partners dislike it. The way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has secured the completion of this light, of this guidance, it is with the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is with the sending of Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala secured the completion of this light. And He has made it manifest. Brothers and sisters, subhanallah, when you look at the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you think about the success of that message, you can see how Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it manifest. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was reported in an authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim that he said, "Inna Allah zawa li al-ard masharqaha wa magharibaha He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown me the world, has shown to me its east and its west. وَسَيَبْلُغُ مُلْكَ أُمَّتِي مَا زُوِيَ لِي مِنْهَا. He says, and my ummah, I guess you could say the dominance or the ownership of my ummah, it will reach all that I have seen, all that I have been shown. When you look at the world today, there is not a household, or at least it would be hard to find one, that does not know the name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is not a household that has not heard of Islam. Whether they accept it or reject it is totally up to them. But it has reached those homes. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went further, as reported in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad an Tamim al-Dari radiyallahu anhu qala, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ لَيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ. He says that this faith, this affair of Islam, it will reach every place which the night and the sun has reached. It will cover the entire world. وَلَا يَتْرُكُ اللَّهُ بَيْتَ مَدَرٍ وَلَا وَبَرٍ إِلَّا أَدْخَلَهُ هَذَا الدِّينِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not leave any home, not leave any tent, except that He will make Islam enter into it. Every household, and we see this, some way or another there is a believer in that family. There is someone that has accepted the faith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the faith of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done that as a promise, as honor, as dignity and as strength for the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, يُعِزُّ عَزِيزًا وَيُذِلُّ ذَلِيلًا. He says he will honor the one who is honorable, and he will belittle and degrade the one who is degraded. عِزًّا يُعِزُّ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَذُلًّا يُذِلُّ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْكُفْرِ. He says this honor and might Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give with the faith of Islam, and this degrading it will be given with kufr, with disbelief and denial. This is where honor and might, this is where glory and dignity come from. The glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those that accept al-Islam. And those that are degraded, those that are lowly, they are those who have denied the faith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are trying to conceal that truth. They are trying to conceal that truth. Brothers and sisters, the message of Islam, the message delivered by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it has played an extremely significant role in the development of the world. When you look at everything around you, practically everything in every field, you can see that in some way or another, the Muslims have had a hand in the proper development of that thing. The Muslims and Islam, or should I say Islam and the Muslims, they have contributed to the world for the better from the beginning of the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it will continue to do that until Allah azza wa jal decides and wills it to be. It will continue to be that way. The Muslims will continue to contribute in a positive manner to this world, to all of humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that. Allah azza wa jal decreed that before He created the heavens and the earth. He sent the final message, al-Islam, the most perfect faith in comparison to all the others, and He selected the most perfect and complete of mankind to deliver that message. The most perfect and complete of mankind, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, it's important for us, it is extremely important for us to know who our Prophet was. We have to know who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. If we are followers of him, it only makes sense to know something about his life, to know something about his character, to know something about his message. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as many people claim, was just some obscure Bedouin from the desert. And I've heard this a number of times. He was just some obscure man out in the desert. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many people do not know of his lineage. He has a noble lineage. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's lineage, it can be traced back to the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib. Muhammad the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib, whose name was Shaybah. Shaybah, given this name, it means white hair. Given it by his mother. When he was born, he had white hair. The son of Hashim, whose name is Amr. Hashim. This is where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lineage is ennobled. From the Hashemite clan of the Arab. He was the one responsible for feeding the pilgrims during that time, even when they were coming to Mecca with the idols and everything else. Hashim, he was the one that was feeding the pilgrims. He was also, as historians said, the one who was in charge of originating the two journeys of trade. The journey of the winter and the journey of the summer. His father named Abdul Manaf, whose real name was Al-Mughira, the son of Qusay, whose name was Zayd ibn Kilab. He was the son of Kilab. Kilab is the word for what? Dogs. His real name was Hakim or Urwa. They said they gave him the name Kilab because he used to hunt with dogs. So this was the nickname. This was the manner of the Arab, that they would nickname a person with what they were most known by. His father, the father of Kilab, was Murra, who was the sixth grandfather of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. So here you can see the relationship between the Prophet ﷺ and his companion, his beloved companion Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. After that, the son of Ka'b ibn Lu'ay, ibn Ghalib, ibn Fihr. Ibn Fihr, the historians, some of them say that he was called Quraysh, which is where you get the name Al-Qurashi, the tribe of the Prophet ﷺ. After that was Ibn Malik ibn Nadr. And this is another difference of opinion, that he was called Quraysh. And then everyone before that did not have the title Al-Qurashi. They had the title Kinana. Al-Kinani. After that was Kinana ibn Khuzaymah ibn Mudrika, whose name was Amr ibn Ilyas ibn Mudar ibn Nizar ibn Ma'ad ibn Adnan. Adnan is from the children and offspring of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his lineage is not some obscure family, but he is from the most notable tribes which go back to prophets and messengers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this was the lineage chosen for him by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this man, the best of mankind, from the best of lineages, to be the messenger of this faith. Reported by Imam Muslim, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله اصطفى كنانة من ولد إسماعيل واصطفى قريش من كنانة واصطفى من قريش بني هاشم واصطفاني من بني هاشم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen Kinana from the offspring of Ismail, and he has chosen Quraysh from the offspring of Kinana, and he has chosen Quraysh from Bani Hashim, and then he chose me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was chosen to deliver Islam. He was chosen out of all of mankind, and that includes all of the previous prophets and messengers. So there is not one other faith that can claim that their prophet or messenger is the best. There is no one that is better than Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. This was a choice by Allah azza wa jal before all of that ever occurred. Before the creation of the heavens and the earth, Allah azza wa jal chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be the final messenger, the final prophet, and the deliverer of Islam. Brothers and sisters, it's more than that. When we look at lineages, we look at where it goes, his bloodline. It's more than that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about his lineage. He was asked about where he came from. So he alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Ana da'watu Abi Ibrahim wa bushra akhi Isa." He says, "I am the invocation of my father Ibrahim, and I am the glad tidings, the good news from my brother Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa ra'at ummi hina hamalat bi annahu kharaja minha nurun." And my mother, she had a dream when I was conceived, that from her there was a light that shined over the palaces of Sham, which is the Mediterranean. So when we look at this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, which reported by الطبري والحاكم والبيهقي. This is a sahih, an authentic tradition. When we look at this, he says, أنا دعوة أبي إبراهيم. He says, I am the supplication of my father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. When you look in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would supplicate to Allah, he would pray to Allah azza wa jal, and he would say, رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. In this verse he says, our Lord, Ibrahim calling upon Allah, our Lord send among them a messenger from themselves. Send a messenger from among themselves who will recite to them your verses, who will teach them the book and wisdom and purify them. Indeed, you are the exalted and might the wise. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, thousands of years before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, supplicated to Allah and made dua that he would send the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. This is something that was in the making for thousands and thousands of years. The coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, وَبُشْرَ مِنْ أَخِي عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And this is the point of contention right here. A personal point of contention for me. That even Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Jesus the son of Mary, he gave glad tidings to his followers of a coming Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He informed the followers of his time, the faithful of his time, that there would be another messenger, a final prophet that would come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. He says, indeed, Isa ibn Maryam, he says to his people, Bani Israel, the children of Israel, he says, I am the messenger of Allah to you. مصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعدي. He says, I have come to confirm for you what has come in the Torah. I have come to confirm for you what has come from the previous revelation and to give you glad tidings of a prophet that has come after me. Ismuhu Ahmed, whose name is Ahmed, the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here is where you find the kufr, the covering of the truth, the concealing of the truth from the later generations after those that followed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They began to cover and deny this reality, this revelation from Allah that there would be another Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. And when clear evidence was brought, they said, this is obvious magic. In pure denial, denying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, after this, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that his mother, she had a dream. A dream that there was light emanating from her that was shining over the palaces of Sham. The palaces of the Mediterranean. The holy lands, by the way. Right? These are the holy lands for many. For the Muslims, part of the holy land is Mecca and Medina. And of course, there's Sham. But for the rest of the religious world, they direct their vision to Sham, the Mediterranean. Thinking that it belongs rightly to them, for some reason or other. But when you look at this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that there was a light that was emanating from my mother in her dream, that was shining over the castles, the palaces of Sham. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, one of the great scholars of the past, he said, the light that the mother of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw emanating from her, it refers to the light that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was given by Allah. A light that was given that would shine brightly and burn from that light shirk and kufr. It would burn all polytheism and disbelief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya Ahlul Kitab, قَدَ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولُنَا يُبَيِّنُ لَكُمْ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا كُنْتُمْ تُخْفُونَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. O people of the scripture, O Jews and Christians, there has come to you our messenger, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, making clear to you much of that which you used to conceal. Much of that which you used to conceal, because that's all that it has become. Those previous faiths, all that it had become and is concealment of truth. And there's only a little bit that remains intact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدَ جَاءَكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ. says, indeed from Allah has come to you light, nurun wa kitabun mubin, light and a clear book. This is the light of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nurun wa kitabun mubin, the light of the Prophet alaihi wasallam and the clear book, which is the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes on, يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنْ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَ سُبْلَ السَّلَامِ يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, by which Allah guides those who pursue His pleasure to the ways of peace, and brings them out from darkness and into the light. Brings them from darkness of concealment. Brothers and sisters, truth, it is light. The truth, it is light. And when you conceal that truth, you are living in darkness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran to remove that concealment and to show us the light once again. And it is by His permission that He guides those to the straight path. Brothers and sisters, Imam Ibn Kathir went on to explain this further, talking about these palaces that are in Sham, the palaces that are in the Holy Land, the Mediterranean. And he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specified this location because it is an indication that the religion will be established in that area. That Islam will be established in Sham and it will become a stronghold for Islam and the Muslims in the last days. It will become a stronghold for Islam and the Muslims because it is in that location that Isa alayhi salam will descend and come back to humanity. Isa alayhi salam, the one who gave us glad tidings of the final messenger, who will return to this world by the permission of Allah, and he will follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of prophets and messengers. It is in that area that he will descend. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said an authentic hadith, reported by Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, يقول سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا يزال من أمتي أمة قائمة بأمر الله. He says, there will always be a group from my nation that will stand. They will stand for the order of Allah. لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم. They will not be harmed by those that oppose them. They will not be harmed by those that attack them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects the faithful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects those who stand for the truth. He says, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَهُمْ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَهُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ, and they will continue supporting the truth of Allah until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes the last day. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes the last day, and that will be their case. That will be their situation. That they were standing to keep Allah's light established. They were standing preaching and defending Islam. They were standing defending the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in speech and in practice. They knew who their Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. In this narration, which is reported in Sahih Bukhari, one of the companions said that Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he said, وَهُمْ بِالشَّامِ, he said, and those people, they will be in Sham. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله والحمد لله, حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضاه, ونصلي ونسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وَمَنْ تَبِعَهُمْ بِإِسَانًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ وَبَعْدِ. Brothers and sisters, this is our Prophet. This is the Prophet of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Our Prophet, his lineage, it is unmatched. It will go unchallenged, this lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, chosen by Allah azza wa jal. It is steeped in prophethood and nobility. And there is no doubting that. It has been preserved. It has been historically preserved. He is not just some obscure man. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the man, as is said. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the man in this life. The pinnacle of Allah's creation. the best of Allah's creation, the Prophet ﷺ, in this life, and he will be the man in the next life as well. He will be the man in the next life as well. Brothers and sisters, when you look at the Prophet ﷺ informing us of what will happen after the hour has been established and we are taken to task, he told us that it will be all of the other messengers that will direct the people to him for an intercession. They will not intercede on behalf of their followers, but they will tell them to go to the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, إِذْ كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ مَا جَنَّاسُ بَعْضُهُمْ فِي بَعْضٍ. He says, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the people, they will be in waves, one over the other. You could imagine such a sight. All of mankind has been resurrected, and the people will be in waves, they will be in droves, preparing for their account, preparing to be taken to task. فَيَأْتُونَ آدَمْ فَيَقُولُونَ اشْفَعْ لَنَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. They will go to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and they will say, intercede on our behalf to your Lord. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he will say, لَسْتُ لَهَا وَلَكِنْ عَلَيْكُمْ بِإِبْرَاهِيمِ فَإِنَّهُ خَلِيلُ الرَّحْمَنِ. He will say, I'm not the one. I'm not the one, but you should go to Ibrahim alayhi salam, because he was the Khalil of Ar-Rahman, the close friend, the intimate friend of Ar-Rahman of Allah Azza wa Jal. فَيَأْتُونَ إِبْرَاهِيمِ فَيَقُولُ لَسْتُ لَهَا. They will go to Ibrahim, they will say the same thing, and he will say, it is not for me. Ibrahim, Abu al-Anbiya, the father of the prophets and messengers, he will say, it is not for me. وَلَكِنْ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمُوسَى فَإِنَّهُ كَلِيمُ اللَّهِ. But you should go to Musa because he was the one that Allah spoke to. You should go to Musa alayhi salam because he was the one that Allah spoke to. فَيَأْتُونَ مُوسَى فَيَقُولُ لَسْتُ لَهَا. It is not for me. He will say the same thing. It is not for me. وَلَكِنْ عَلَيْكُمْ بِعِيسَى فَإِنَّهُ رُوحُ اللَّهِ وَكَلِمَتُهُ. You should go to Isa ibn Maryam because he is the ruh, a soul from Allah and a word that he spoke. And they will go to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَيَأْتُونَ عِيسَى فَيَقُولُ لَسْتُ لَهَا. They will go to him and he will say, it is not for me. Isa, those who today are looking for as their savior. Many people are looking to Isa alayhi salam as a savior. But when the time comes to save, he will say, لَسْتُ لَهَا. It is not for me. وَلَكِنْ عَلَيْكُمْ. But upon you is to go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَكِنْ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فَيَأْتُونِي فَأَقُولُ أَنَا لَهَا. So they will go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will say to them, I am the one. Out of these great mighty messengers of Allah, it will be the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that all of mankind will come to and ask for an intercession. He will say, I am the one. فَأَسْتَأْذِنُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّي. And so I will ask permission from my Lord. فَيُؤْذَنُ لِي. And he will grant me that permission. وَيُلْهِمُنِي مَحَامِدَ أَحْمَدُهُ بِهَا لَا تَحْضُرُنِي الْآنِ. And he will inspire for me words of praise that I will praise him with. Those words which I do not know now. فَأَحْمَدُهُ بِتِلْكَ الْمَحَامِدِ وَأَخِرُ لَهُ سَاجِدًا. So I will praise him and then I will fall back and prostrate to him. فَيَقُولُ يَا مُحَمَّدْ يَرْفَعْ رَأْسَكَ. He will say, O Muhammad, raise your head. O Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address him. يَرْفَعْ رَأْسَكَ. قُلْ يُسْمَعْ لَكَ. Raise your head, speak and you will be heard. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاسْأَلْ تُعْطَى. Ask and you will be given. وَاشْفَعْ تُشَفَّعْ فَأَقُولُ يَا رَبِّ أُمَّتِي أُمَّتِي. He says, ask and you will be answered, you will be given. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, intercede and your intercession will be granted. And he says, أُمَّتِي أُمَّتِي. My nation, my nation, the Muslims. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.